We're learning Sefer HaMidot, and the Magen Midubna over here has been expanding on the concept of knowledge and the different sources of knowledge one can have. About an hour ago, there was a gentleman sitting here who asked, how do we know the authenticity of the Torah? And there are many answers to this question. The Magen Midubna had taken a relatively unique approach. It's really his distilled a lot that's written before him, maybe encapsulized it in a few short paragraphs, and he had explained the two angles of understanding, and now he's up to the third angle of understanding. As usual, the Magen Midubna says what he has to say in a few short sentences and leaves us to fill in, and as usual, I'm always scared to fill in because I'm not sure is this what he meant. So with those words of caution, we'll read and translate and see if we have to fill in here and there. Shilishit, thirdly, we're up to page Samach Tes, in the seventh chapter. Shilishit, thirdly, Teida, you know, Uvachanta, and you've tested, you've verified, Ki Mitziyut HaTorah V'Kiyuma, that the existence and the fulfillment of the Torah, V'Tokef Mitzvoteh Ufrateh V'Diktukeh Asher B'Yadenu, and the strength of the mitzvos, the details, the specifics of the Torah that we have, if you analyze the Torah and you look at the details that we have on tradition, meaning you could look at the Torah and say, who says your understanding is right? Who says our tradition is right? So the Magen Midubna says, let's reverse the question. Let's analyze all the details that we have on tradition. You ask a child, you ask him, when Esav came from the field, what was Yaakov doing? He'll tell you he was cooking lentils because that day Avraham Avinu died and he was preparing a meal for his father. Where does it say that? You ask a child, Avraham tells Sarah in our parsha, I now know you're a beautiful woman. How did he know that? Child will tell you, he looked into the water as the water was streaming by and he saw a reflection. Avraham was so pious, he never saw a reflection. You go all over the world and you talk to children and you suddenly see that there are details that we have on tradition that aren't written in the Torah. And you ask a child, where do you put tefillin? Child tells you, up here on the forehead. Torah says between your eyes. It's our tradition that says that between your eyes doesn't mean literally on the bridge of the nose. It's tradition. There are many things which you ask any child, and the average Jew will tell you, well, our tradition is this way, our tradition is that way. And this is even stronger today that we have Jews from all over the diaspora meeting, and we all carry the same Torah. When we got married, so in Chutz La'aretz, many people have the custom that the father and mother walk the child down the aisle. Here in Jerusalem, the custom is that the two fathers walk down the son, and the two mothers walk down the mother. So my parents came in from Chutz La'aretz. The wife, the Kala. My parents came in from Chutz La'aretz and they were thinking that they would both walk me down the aisle. That's what they envisioned all the years that I was growing up. Comes time to walk down the aisle, and Rabbi Avram Shapiro married us off. He says, no, the two fathers walk him down the aisle. So my father looks at my father-in-law and says to himself, he quoted this later in a speech in the Sheva Brachos. He looks at him and thinks, this perfect stranger is going to walk my son down the aisle. What does he know about my son? What did he do to bring him up? But the rabbi said that's the custom in Jerusalem, so that's what they did. And my father said later on in the Sheva Brachos, he said, but seeing the home, you suddenly see a family that lives on the other side of the planet, and they're keeping a home that's just like our home. So yes, it's a perfect stranger, but we're all living the same lives. We're all living in line with the same tradition. If you look at traditional Jews all over the world, more or less, we're doing the same thing. So yes, the Yemenites have a certain garb and we have a certain garb. That's not halacha. But when you look down to the details of the Torah, you see that the details of the Torah that we have are the same throughout the world. Kasher iktuva, he says, Ze levad, this alone, ed ne'eman al kabalateinu haTorah min haShamayim, is good testimony to the fact that we received it from heaven. Kasher iktuva ata, as it's written now. Don't say something's been changed. Look around. Look all over the world. When the Muslims questioned Maimonides and they said to him, Muhammad appeared in the Torah, you Jews erased it. So the Rambam said, that's a pretty ridiculous claim. But if you want a simple answer to it, go look at the Latin translation that preceded Muhammad by a few centuries. He doesn't show up there. Why would the Romans take him out? So you look at the Torah and you look at the details of the Torah that we have. Kasher iktuvata, the way it's written now, without any change, and nintot mimena yiminu smol, you shouldn't turn from it to the left or the right. Lakhish gam dibur chad chas v'shalom, to God forbid, contradict even one sentence in the Torah. You look at the Torah, and our parshias especially, you have psukim that you have to ask yourself, what's it there for? You go through the whole end of parshias Noach, and you see all the genealogy. So the Kuzari has an answer, Nachmanides has an answer, we learned it in our Friday class, that these are very important points of world history. But on the surface, you read that Timnah was Eliphaz's concubine. What do I care who Eliphaz's concubine was? Tells us the Magid Miduvna. But the fact that we all have the same tradition, we all have the same Torah, is already an indication about the importance and the continuation that we have, the continuum from Sinai. And God forbid that one should say about one verse, Lomar lo kibanu oto, well, we got the whole Torah from Sinai except for that verse. We don't say that. Why don't you just look at how strong we've held on to the Torah? Look, it's been 2,000 years that we've retained the same exact Torah. Nothing's been changed. Even the corner of a yud, nothing's been changed. Go look at a few thousand Sifrei Torah all over the world. You won't find any difference. All over the world, you'll see, we're all learning the same Torah. This alone, he says, is already testimony that what we accepted is godly. He says, you want, I'll explain it with an allegory. This is the Magid Miduvna, so everything he says, he tries to illustrate with an allegory. He lived in the time of the Vilna Gaon. Let's say you came to a big city that was surrounded by a tremendously high fortress. It had a tremendous wall surrounding it. And you see that on this fortress, on this wall surrounding the city, is a painting that says the name of the artist, the one who built this great wall. It would be a little bit ridiculous for you to say, I don't believe he built it. Who gives testimony? Look at the palace itself. Look at the walls themselves. The building itself testifies to the one who built it. Who would let him come and forge his name, his signature, he built it? You'd hear about it if there was something different. Ken tokef haTorah, by the same token, the strength of the Torah, chosna v'yikra v'kiyuma, if you look at how we cherish the Torah and its existence throughout the generations, hu ed ne'eman she'elokit. The fact that the Torah is still around, after so many nations have tried to stamp it out, so many Torah scrolls were burnt, so many versions of Talmud were burnt. How many, cartloads were burnt? They banned the printing of Talmud throughout Europe. And yet it's still with us. That in itself is testimony to its being godly. Udvar Elokeinu yakum leolam. The word of God lives on forever. Ve'al ken gam nusach ha-kabbalah ve'ichuta u'miyad mi k'tuva gam ze k'tuv b'toratenu. That's why the Torah points out to us who wrote it, who gave it over to, God gave it to Moshe. All the details of where the Torah is coming from, the Torah itself attests to. Gam zman ha-kabbalah. The Torah tells us what time it was given. Ve'ichuta kabbalah b'yom ha-kahal. The Torah says this was given with the congregation standing. It wasn't one person who came back and said, I saw a vision, I saw a man walking on water. No, it was the masses, 2 million people standing around the mountain saying, God appeared and spoke to us. That's a little different. ואז ארץ רעשה וחרדה ירגזו כל אף שארץ מפני אשר ירד השם באש בקולות וברקים ולפידים כמשפט לנתינת אש דעת לעם ישורון. And then all of earth trembled. You had tremendous noises. You had thunder and lightning. You had a tremendous showing when the Torah was given, the way you'd expect if God is giving his religion to his chosen nation. ומשה איש אלוקים יעומד בין השם ובינינו, and we have a man of God, Moshe, standing between Hashem and us, ולפני מותו כתב את התורה הזאת, אחת לכל שבט ושבט. And before he died, he wrote one copy of the Torah for each tribe. V'achat katav enatan baron, and he wrote one copy, put it in the ark, in the aron, levilti is the menez ziyuf. They kept one in the Holy of Holies so that there'd be no forgery. That's the Sefer Torah they still had in the period, it seems, of the Mishnah. They called it Sefer HaAzara, the Sefer Torah that they held in the Azara. And that's the Sefer Torah which was, you had to check every Sefer Torah. If you had a question, how is Sefer Torah supposed to be written on a letter or something? You had one copy, that's the master copy. And that they held from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, that was held in the temple. The Yahuchah Shmuah B'Yadin Midodo, and that's the Torah we still have today. So there was a master copy that Moshe left in the ark, and for centuries, for millennium, they were checking based on that Sefer Torah, and that's what we still have today. And what does it say in that Torah? Moshe wrote the Torah, God gave us the Torah, all the Jewish people witnessed it. And here he's really alluding to a point which the Kuzari writes, he doesn't spell it out, but I think he's alluding to it. He says, you know, how would the Jews get away with such a lie? You want to walk in and say you saw something, you could say it. You could fool people. You're going to write in the Torah, well, the Jews were in Egypt and there were 10 plagues, miracles. The sea split. Look at what it says in the Torah. It says, it records miracle after miracle. For 40 years, man fell in the desert. And it says it was miraculous man. For 40 years, there was a rock that gave them water. Look at it. How could you forge that and convince a whole nation it happened? We've had it from the time of the desert till today. Generation after generation sits down with their children once a year, Pesach night, and tell them, you know, my father told me that his father told him that his father told him, going back to the generation in Egypt, that we were all in Egypt and God took us out with all these miracles, the 10 plagues, etc. God appeared, he sent the man of God, he sent Moshe, etc. How do you forge that? You could forge something. Even the Christians, they don't claim that the masses saw God. They say there was one man, there was an interpretation, no other religion started off like Judaism. And he doesn't spell it out. Maybe he couldn't spell it out in Europe back then with the censor going over every word he wrote. But the Kuzari does spell it out. He says, you won't find another religion making the claim that Judaism does. That the masses, all of the people saw it. And he says, that's why if you go back half a millennium, you go back a millennium, you'll see that every religion started off with Judaism is true, but God no longer likes them. We're the chosen people. No one started from scratch because no one could start the way Judaism began. No one could say, God appeared to the masses, gave us a Torah and said, this is what I want. Nor could anyone deny Judaism. So they all had to say, it's true, but. Okay, and on that but, we have what to say. So he doesn't spell all this out. He's just saying the Torah itself, the details and the tradition we have is one of the great strengths. And we'll continue with this, Bezrat Hashem, next time. We're in the middle of a thought, as usual, with the Magid Miduvna. We'll pick up here next time.